Extended Euclid's algorithm, multiplicative inverses. We have taken an interest in this particular equation. We have learned that if there is a solution xy, then one A has an inverse in Zn, and the highest common factor of A and N is 1. And the converse here is also true. If the highest common factor is 1, then there is a solution, and if A has an inverse, then there is a solution. Not only is the existence of a solution linked to the existence of an inverse, but the solution to the equation gives us the inverse. The inverse of A is x mod n. There is actually an even more general statement which is true. If D is the highest common factor of A and N, not necessarily 1, then there is a solution to the equation D equals AX plus NY. In fact, we will show how to find the solution to this equation building on Euclid's algorithm. Here is Euclid's algorithm. It is set up to find the highest common factor of A and N, and we are going to use it to find the solution to Rn times x plus n times y. Rm is the highest common factor, which is found in the second to last step of the algorithm. Note that I have swapped n and a here in the initial stage of the algorithm, because when we consider the inverse of a mod n, n is probably the larger number. But that doesn't make any difference for that equation. So n equals a times q plus r. The extended Euclidean algorithm works backwards. It starts with the last step here. And rm is the left-hand side in the equation, so let's put that to the left. And using this equation here, we get one times r m minus 2 plus q m r m minus 1. So if the algorithm was done in one step and we were looking for the highest common factor of r m minus 2 and r m minus 1, then we would already have a solution to the equation. This would be our x, and this would be our y. But it wasn't. Our inputs were n equals a. So we need to work our way backwards. The third last step is r of m minus 3, r equals r of m minus 2, q m minus 1 plus r m minus 1. And we can do the same rewriting on this equation. R m minus 1, the right hand side, or the rightmost term, equals 1 times r m minus 3 plus minus q m minus 1 r m minus 2. And sorry, I did make a mistake in the previous step. I forgot to change sign. It has to be minus QM. Now we have a similar equation in Rm minus 1, but Rm minus 1 isn't interesting. It's not the highest common factor. But we can use it to substitute here. So taking the last equation, one times Rm minus 2 plus minus QM. Rm minus 1 is now equal to this long expression. So we take Rm minus 3 plus minus QM minus 1 Rm minus 2. Now we can simplify. Minus QM is the only factor of Rm minus 3. So that's Rm minus 3 done for. Then we add all the Rm minus 2s and you get 1 there. Then you get minus QM minus 1 times minus QM. That's this factor and this factor times Rm minus 2. So now we have a solution to the equation Rm equals Rm minus 3x plus Rm minus 2 y. Neat. So what we have here is our new x. Let's call it x prime. And what we have here is our new y prime. And we note immediately that x prime here is the same as our old y. And our new y, that 1 is the old x, minus something. Minus QM is our old y. And what we multiply by here is the new Q, the one occurring here. So instead of tediously working out the back substitution in the equations, we can use this simple algorithm to reassign x and y values. And we can continue upwards until we reach the first step. Let's look at this with some numbers. What is the inverse of 12 mod 55? Then we are interested in the highest common factor of 12 and 55. But working with Euclid's algorithm, we will have the largest factor, largest term first. 55 is 12 times 4 is 48. That gives us a remainder of 7. Next iteration is 12 and 7. That's only 1 for the quotient, plus 5 for the remainder. That gives 12. Next step is 7 and 5. Again, only 1 for the quotient and plus 2. Next step is 5 and 2. 2 times 2 plus 1 is 5. And if we, the last step is 2 and 1 times 2 plus 0. So that's a 0, so we can ignore the last line. We are only interested in those 4. Now we can do our substitution as we did before. 1 is 1 times 5 plus minus 2 times 2. That's minus 4 plus 5 is 1. Now, working with the numbers as we had them, this is our x, this is our y, and this is the quotient q. And we can start developing the x and y's. Let's see, orange. X is the old y. Comes from here. Y is the old x minus q times the old y, which is minus 2. 1 minus minus 2 is equal to 3. Next row. X is the old y. Y is the old x minus q, which is 1, times the old y, which is 3, minus 2 minus 1 times 3 is minus 5. And we are ready for the last row. X is the old y, so that's minus 5. Y is the old x, 3, minus q is 4, times the old y, which is minus 5. And minus 5 by 4 is minus 20, minus plus 20, plus 3 is 23. So we get x equals minus 5 and y equals 23. Now, there is a little trick I need, which I forgot to take into account previously. Let's do it now. Times x plus n times y. Now, because of the way we have named variables previously, with a the larger, I swapped a and n in the algorithm. So when I swap back in this equation, x is actually 23 and y is minus 5. So I swapped the a's, a and n to do a Euclid's algorithm. Then I have to swap the x and the y. So this minus 5 becomes our y here, and this x becomes 23. Let's move on and just check that the result is correct. We had x equals 23 and y equals 5. A is 12 and n is 55. Now, 23 times 12 plus minus 5 times 55. This is x, a, y, n. Let's just see what happens with these numbers. 23 times 12 is 230 plus 46, so that's 276. 5 by 55 is 250 plus 25 is 275 minus, and this is clearly 1. So we have solved the equation. And this also means that 23 times 12, which is 276, when we take 276 mod 55, because this is equal to 275, or minus 5 times 55 plus 1, we get 1. So this shows that A inverse is equal to 23. So this is the way we find an inverse modulo n. Now an exercise for you. Find the inverse of 28 modulo 81. Good luck.